Hey everyone, it's Trey, and welcome back to another episode of the Stingers and Dingers podcast. This week we'll cover a sobering topic, as well as a couple of interesting topics from the world of the President's Cup, the LPGA and the LET that are combining, as well as an interesting club news piece at the end, which I'll save for the last piece. Let's hop straight into it. So the first piece is a kind of a joint operation between the RNA and the USGA. So the RNA is the USGA for basically Great Britain. And so they govern the world of golf out there. I believe they govern some of Europe as well. Some of the rules go between the two. But something that's really interesting about the RNA and the USGA is that this year they're going to be instituting a new point system for the world amateur golf rankings. So for those of you who don't know, if you play really high-level amateur golf, you will get world amateur golf ranking points, which will place you, within your specific region, against your peers. This is important for a couple reasons. You know, one of the big things is that if you go on the world golf ranking system, amateur golf ranking system, and you place really high, you can end up in some events like the Walker Cup. You can receive sponsors exemptions into some pro tournaments, and as well as some of the other amateur tournaments. So it's really important that these rankings are actually fair and make a lot of sense. The first thing I'll say about the World Golf Ranking System is that the new piece that they're changing is really how all of the events are weighted. And I think that's kind of important, right? Because someone who has maybe played well 3 years ago but is playing like garbage now shouldn't be weighted as highly as someone who's playing really well right now, because it should be the state of play, right? The state of the way you're playing now and in the recent history. So what they're doing is they're taking a look back window of 2 years, and they're saying, okay, we will rank you by your strength of field. So we will rank you by the tournaments you play in and your peers. So if you play in a USAM, US Mid-Am, US Four Ball, etc., they will rank you higher than playing in like some local AM event, for example, which makes sense, right? You should be ranking high if you're playing in those amateur events versus some of the the more local stuff. That totally makes sense. The part where it gets really interesting is that they're going to start to weight it over the last 2 years. So within that 2 year look back window, what they're going to say is, okay, you have some events from 18 months ago that you played well in, but those don't matter as much as the events from 2 months ago, 3 months ago. And that's important for a couple reasons. One, because I think that levels the playing field in terms of people who are playing well now should be able to get into the events now, which will help Walker Cup teams actually field the field where they should be, which is very important. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that what it's going to do is it's going to force people to actually play more events, and kind of space them out. And if you think about it for a second, what that means is that instead of just playing, maybe one big event per year and just showing up and doing well in that, if your point value goes away over time because you only played one event versus someone who's playing more events and showing up and consistently doing well, that should matter. And so I'm glad that they're doing this, and I think it'll help them field more cup players for the Walker Cup teams and make it a little more fair overall. So definitely excited for that. The next topic is something I did want to touch on, but I'm not going to, harp on it too long. But for those of you who didn't see, Tom Watson's wife, Hillary Watson, passed away last week at the age of 63 of pancreatic cancer. This is sobering, obviously a sobering topic. She had pancreatic cancer, which is one of the most deadly, I think, diseases you can get. On average, in the article from Golf World, it says that you can pat your this is hard for me to get through. Out of 100% of people that get it, 75% of them will pass within 2 years of being diagnosed. A year within being diagnosed, with the majority of also them being passing away within 6 months. Sorry, this is just hard for me to get through. It's a very tough topic. Thoughts and prayers out to Tom Watson and the Watson family over there. She was a great ambassador for the world of golf, and that's really all I have to say on the matter. Sorry to hear about your loss, Tom. All right, well, getting into, I guess, some more bright news. So the Hero World Challenge is coming up. That's Tiger's event out in the Bahamas. And beforehand, they hosted a six-man competition, actually today as I tape this, today on the 2nd, to serve as the kickoff for the World Challenge, called the Hero Shot at Baja Mar, which featured Tiger, Jon Rahm, Spieth, Bryson, Gary Woodland, and Henrik Stenson. It's a made-for-streaming event, and all six players will hit from 100 yards into a moving target at the pool at Baja Mar, which is the Heroes host hotel. Players will be awarded for proximity, and each of six shot, and will each get six shots at the target, with a sixth shot worth double the points. So head-to-head matches the first round, and the second will be decided by the lowest scoring player being eliminated. So if you haven't seen it yet, I actually haven't seen it yet, so I'll probably watch it after this. Definitely take a look and see if you like it. See if it's something you want to see kind of more exhibition style stuff. You know, something I really missed from the old days was a lot of the skins games that would happen. I thought that was a really great addition to, golf, because the competitions in terms of the seriousness are good, but you know, I think it's always important to see, just really see the skills of these guys and how they really do perform. So definitely excited to see some more exhibition type stuff. Hopefully see more of it in the future. But good to see this right before the Hero World Challenge, which I believe starts on Thursday. So super pumped about that. All right, the next piece of news, and this is actually pretty big, is the LPGA and LET, which stands for Ladies European Tour, announced a joint venture to improve professional golf. So this is big. This is really big for women's golf. So previously, the Ladies European Tour has really had a hard time with the purse size for their events. So the European Tour for men compared to the PGA has a little bit less purse in some events, but some of the events are massive. I mean, that Dubai Championship, the Jon Rahm one, had a massive purse in it. And you don't really see that on the LPGA and Ladies European Tour side. But the cool thing is that Mike Wan, who's the LPGA commissioner, has said that the top players from the Ladies European Tour will get spots in the Q Series, so the final stage of LPGA Q School. So that's really big. So because the Ladies European Tour doesn't have a lot of money in it, and the Ladies PGA Tour has more money in it in terms of purse size, the LPGA, the women who play on the LPGA, can actually make a living out there, not just from sponsors, but from the actual events themselves. Obviously, it's not to the extent that the men get, but it is significantly more than the LPGA. So the fact that they were able to get into the qualifying series for LPGA straight from the Ladies European Tour almost makes it a kind of like an equivalent of like a web.com, or I guess the Korn Ferry Tour, as you would now say. But it's out in Europe instead. So there's the Symetra Tour, which is the U.S. Kind of Q school, or not Q school, but qualifying tour where you can get status on the LPGA. And now there's going to be the LET, which is going to allow that to happen as well. So definitely excited to see that. There looks to be 20 events for Ladies European Tour. There are two different majors for the Ladies European Tour, which the LPGA will partner with, the Evian Championship and the AIG Women's British Open. Super excited for this. I think the more we can expose the women's side to being able to play professionally, the bigger we can grow the sport at the base, right? When women, young girls start to see women making money and playing well and doing all that, I think it gets more women into the sport, which I'm all about. I think everyone should be able to get into the sport as well. So it's pretty impressive. I'm really happy with this, and I think what they're trying to do in here as a statement from the LPGA mission is kind of similar to what I was just talking about right there. They want to provide, and this is in quotations, it's to provide women the opportunity to pursue their dreams in the game of golf, period. Wayne has been a major part of major growth for women's golf in the United States during his 10 years commissioner. The percentage of female junior golfers has climbed to 36% from 20% just 10 years ago. So just even the involvement of women getting in golf at the young age, like I'm talking about, is really just getting bigger and bigger. And the more we can expose people to that, not just in the United States, but in Asia, in South America, Africa, or Africa and Europe, the better chance we have of like making this sport bigger and have it keep growing. So I'm definitely excited about that. So hats off to you, LPGA and LET. All right. More President's Cup news. So for those of you who don't know, Brooks Koepka did withdraw 2 weeks ago from the President's Cup and was slotted in by Ricky Fowler. Now we have Jason Day on the international side withdrawing from the President's Cup and being replaced by Byung-Hun An. I'm very sorry if I butchered that name. I do not speak Korean, which I believe this gentleman is Korean. Jason Day's statement said, in quotes, "I'm quite disappointed. I won't be coming home to play in either the Australian Open in Sydney or the President's Cup the following week in Melbourne. I was quite looking forward to both events. I have been prepping all week in Palm Springs when I was injured. Frustratingly, I've been through back problems before, and the medical team has decided to shut down all practice and play. Therefore, I wanted to inform Golf Australia as well as Ernie as much time as possible to prepare for our international team in Royal Melbourne. I look forward to playing at home in the near future. My best to all the competitors in Sydney and my teammates in Melbourne." So he has been replaced by South Korean native Byung-hun Ahn during the 2018-2019 season. He recorded 3 top 10s, 8 top 25s on the tour. So he has played well. So he's being slotted in by someone who actually is in form as well, which is good. Not to say that Jason wasn't in form, but definitely want to replace by someone who was in form as well. So people really dropping like flies in the President's Cup this year. I don't think I remember hearing about this many people having to back out from injury issues. So definitely interesting to see, and hopefully we don't see anyone kind of fall out here. All right, and then the last topic I have for the day is something that I'm always excited for, which is a new blade that is going to be coming on the market. So yesterday, or I guess 5 days ago, someone snuck a picture at the Floridian Club with a shot of Ricky's clubs in the back of his cart with some brand new blades. So for those of you who don't know, these were posted on GolfWorks, GolfWRX, about 5 days ago by Ryan Barath. And these blades just look, just so gorgeous. It looks like a stainless steel, almost raw finish. It has just a kind of cut on the back with the Cobra, there's the word Cobra, and then RF on the bottom left of the blade, I guess the top of the toe, if you were to set it down, with a little Cobra crown on top. And I'm going to be honest, I'm in the market for some new irons coming up in the next 6 months to a year. If these really look as good as they look in this picture, I might have to pick these up. They look just absolutely gorgeous. Hopefully they look as good and feel as good as I think they would. But I do love Cobra irons. I think they've made some of the most gorgeous blades in the last 10 years. Fingers crossed that they hit well and that they actually, go down to 3 iron. And I think the last combo set that they were selling online went down to like 7 iron or 6 iron. And like, I want to play blades all the way down to a 5 or a 4 iron at the minimum. So hopefully that comes through, but keep an eye out for those. Love me some Cobra blades. But that's all the news we have for the week. I know that something came out today regarding Callaway, so I'll cover that on next week's show. But if you like the show, please leave a rating on Amazon, on iTunes. It really helps get the word out. Follow me on Twitter, at Stingers and Dingers. And feel free to shoot me an email if you have any questions or anything you want me to cover on the show. The email is stingersanddingerspod@gmail.com. All right. Have a good week. Hit them far, y'all.